The Wasteland. The near future. Movie clerk David Snyder and overlord Immortan Hoof fight to rid the decaying landscape of the cinematic naivety which infests it. After being told that their animation output is lagging, Apocalypse Video is outfitted by Dave with increased cartoon coverage and a computer-enhanced theme song. It has become the ultimate super pod, Robopod.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Apocalypse Video, Robopod. I'm your host, David Snyder. I'm joined again by ruler of the wasteland and, what I'm told, leader of the Slammers gang, Immortan Hoof.
Where'd you get this information, Dave?
Oh, God. With a title like Rumble in Old Detroit, I was hoping for an actual rumble. I was hoping for shit to go down, but shit does not go down. For an episode entitled Rumble in Old Detroit is actually a very special episode in disguise. Like, I was so let down by this episode.
Is this the most, like, after-school special episode of them all that we've seen?
I think it is. It even has a school scene. It's like, okay, so the after-school message of this one is gangs are bad. Gangs are bad, and even if you have, don't get sucked in by them. Like, yes, they promise notoriety, respect, popularity, and even, like, possibly blowjobs. I don't know if they were suggesting that. It seems like they might have been sexual favors, but don't listen, because they will suck you into their world of deceit and lies and mayhem. And just don't do it. Even if you are a former star football player who is now disabled or has a broken leg or something, just don't do it. That's kind of the message of this episode, and it stinks. Like, most special episodes stink, granted, but I mean, this one, it's just more insulting here, because the episode is entitled Rumble in Old Detroit, and I very little rumble, I gotta say.
Yeah, I think we talked about this behind the scenes, but we were most excited for Night of the Archer and this one, based on the title. And I was kind of let down by Night of the Archer. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't what I was hoping for.
It was better than this episode.
Yeah, and then this happens, and I'm like, oh, bummer. So don't judge an episode by its title, I guess.
Don't judge a cartoon series episode by its title, especially, because I feel like they're the ones that have, like, the most creative titles, but they're the most misleading. It's just so disappointing. Not to say there aren't funny moments in this episode, like every after school special, very special episode.
Hey, are you jiving me? Hey, I'm not jiving you.
What's that babble, Chino? You better not be jiving me, man.
Hey, no jive man, JD. I know how we can zap out the Slammers. Like, totally.
There are moments of cheesiness that almost justify episodes like this in TV shows. Like, and like you just mentioned, like the gangs in this episode, the Slammers and the Assassins, the ones who we are primarily with in this episode, chief among them being Chino, the recruiter of the Assassins, as he gets Sergeant Reed's nephew Dirk into their thing, because they're like, ooh, this guy knows, he can get us into, like, the police seized weapons thing. We can use these against our mortal enemies, the Slammers, and we can rule old Detroit, man. But just the way that these people are characterized, the gang members, is so silly and goofy. Like I said, it almost justifies the cheesiness of this episode.
Remember the strategy, men. Hit hard and fast.
They're kids. How do we fight kids?
All right, kids. It's playtime. Let's test out our new toys.
Yeah, there's a lot of plot points in this episode that are just, like, just so funny. So the way that they break into the police station to get the weapons, Dirk, the kid, the handicapped kid, is he goes into the police station. And he asks about his uncle, and they say, oh, don't you know his hours? You know, he's not here right now. And then he just grabs the first piece of paper,
a random piece of paper.
And that piece of paper is the self-same paper that has the codes to get into the evidence room. It's so funny. Because first when it's happening, it's like, why did he grab this piece of paper? Because it's literally the paper that's on top of this desk.
I mean, I figured it was the password, but like, it's just depicted. Like, it would have been better if like if it at least showed him sifting through the papers a little bit beforehand. But no, he just like, a ream of papers. This is it. You know what I mean? And he just grabs, like you said, grabs the first one. Like, at least if it had been labeled like, I mean, I know it would have been really cheesy, but if it had been labeled like security door codes or something like that, it would have at least made a little more sense. Like, okay, that's why he knows that that random piece of paper is it. But it's just like, ay.
It's kind of bad on me, but I kind of wanted to see what would happen if he grabbed the wrong piece of paper, what the gang would have done to him.
Evidently, they would have just... They would have just sneaked into the back window or whatever and gotten in. Like, how bad is security at this place? There's just a back window that they just slide open. It's not even locked, and they just sort of walk right up to the door.
Yeah, the Detroit police station definitely needs to up their security.
You get it, Durkee?
I think so, JD.
Yeah, this oughta do it.
Hey, JD. Presto, open up. Can you bring it? Bust it into a fuzz station.
And this is supposed to be, like, the most dangerous area, too. Like, Metro West is where they get the worst action. That's why RoboCop is assigned there, because things are the worst there, if I remember correctly, at least in the movies.
Yeah, for sure. It's totally dangerous, and they just sneak in like nothing, so it's just like, I don't know, they're dedicating all their manpower to the streets, but nothing to the... Is this the same episode where... Yeah, because... Okay, so the... Reed, he starts complaining about, like, oh, we're underfunded and everything like that, so maybe that's why they can't afford security, because they're underfunded.
Well, here's the weird thing. So we said this is supposed to be like the most dangerous area, at least in the movies, but in this episode, it's very contradictory. So the episode's titled Rumble in Old Detroit. There are several instances where they say, like, oh, it's a war zone out there and these gangs are attacking, blah, blah, blah. Yet, RoboCop's head scientist or whatever, what's her face, I can't remember her name, says like, RoboCop, you've gone weeks without needing a repair, which for me implies that it has not been a rumble in Old Detroit. There has not been any rumble. Like, things seem to be quiet, so much so where the police seem to be fine with leaving a window open. They're just like, we got a skeleton crew. It's like, no, you do not. I mean, obviously, if it's late, I get skeleton crews for late night shifts, but you're the cops in the most dangerous area while there's an apparent rumble going on and all that war. It's like, granted, he says he's short staffed, but also they have RoboCop. He's like, RoboCop's got to sleep too. Just none of this makes sense. This episode sucks. There's no rumble. They promised a rumble. Yeah, they didn't deliver.
No rumble, for sure. I can confirm there's no rumble. And it is true. Like, when you bring that up, like, they keep talking about, there's this big gang problem or whatever, but we don't even see,
gangs
fighting. Like, the closest we get is when the Slammers and the Assassins, like, start talking to each other before RoboCop shows up.
That's the rumble.
Yeah, that's the rumble. But then another thing I was thinking about, too, is that they say that the Assassins are the second most deadliest gang or whatever, but they have, like, 5 members.
I know. It's like, what are they doing? What are the crimes they're committing? The only crime we see is at the top of the episode where these guys are stealing it's this arms deal. And mind you, no one in this scene are Slammers or Assassins. It's just some random bunch of criminals.
Yeah, for sure.
It had made more sense if people in the group were Slammers or Assassins, but no, we only see 5 Assassins. We only see the Slammers at the end of the episode. It's just like, I don't understand why they just didn't open it up with a Slammers thing trying to get weapons or whatever. Like, the Slammers were trying to get these weapons. Now we got it from them, and now we're going to use it against them. It's like, that would have made more sense.
I think they needed an excuse for RoboCop to, like, do some action-y thing in the very beginning. But yeah, it would have made more sense to have the gangs in the beginning too. So I don't know. This episode, like you said, I think this episode kind of sucks too. So
it would have been okay. Like, granted, there are cheesy things in it that make me laugh. Like in the beginning, when RoboCop busts in, they're like, "I thought no one could hear us. no one can. That is, no one human."
Yeah.
Lightweight, smooth, accurate, and deadly. Bashim, you got yourself a... You said no one could hear us.
No one can. That is, no one human.
He's not human. He's RoboCop.
Like, there's a lot of good lines, especially, like, okay, so this is primarily a very, an after-school special episode of RoboCop. So you get these moments where RoboCop gives, like, these Captain America or Superman-esque quotes, like,
there were 351,000 traffic fatalities last year. Don't become 351,001 or something.
Like, oh, my that. God. Yeah, that's true. They do say that.
Like really?
These random factoids.
Random factoids, and again, so if they had the cheesiness and this other plot point that I really hope they went forward with, but they didn't, it would have been a funny, cheesy episode. So there's this other plot point that ended up not coming to fruition, but it seemed like they were leading up to this. RoboCop, throughout the whole episode, he sees Dirk, he's just like, we need to support him, like, I need to show him that being handicapped is not all bad, you can still be a member of society, type thing. And I was thinking this whole time, does he want to, like, give the kid robo legs? I was thinking, like, is he gonna, like, take the kid to OCP and get him robo legs? And we almost get that, but no, he gets braces, just regular braces. I was like, I was expecting him to come, like, the door to open up, and we hear the signature noise, like, chook, chook, chook. I was expecting robo legs, but no, he just gets crappy braces. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that would have been funny. And then he says, oh, I'm going to be a police officer or whatever. And it's like, oh, future team up.
Well, it's like, I was convinced, because at the end, like, so basically, the tiny little rumble goes down where RoboCop confronts the assassins. They've stolen the guns, the high tech weapons. They shoot at RoboCop full blast, and he gets, like, you know, oh, this is one of my favorite moments of the episode. This is the moment where Dirk says, these guys tricked me, like, they're not my friends. So he decides to, like, grab one of their guns, and, like, there's a struggle. And he basically, like, shoots, while he's struggling with the guy, they discharge the gun, and it makes all the other assassins, like,
this
dance.
This is my favorite moment of the whole episode.
Right? They're literally dancing, like, whoa! Like, they're on hot coals or something. It is the most ridiculous visual in the episode, but also the funniest.
Yeah, and it shows two different cuts of it, too, because it shows them when he first struggles to wrestle the gun away, and then and then it cuts to, like, I forget if it's RoboCop driving away or something like that, but another angle of the shot, and they're just, like, dancing.
They're in the background just, like, tap dancing, like, ah! It's the best visual of the episode. Oh, God. But anyway, Lewis comes, they apprehend the assassins, but not the chief assassin, who grabs Dirk, leads him down into the subway system, and it's just like, we're getting out of here. The only problem is, what this guy doesn't know, is that OCP has cut off the tracks. They're building a new building, so the tracks cut out, so RoboCop has to save them. And in fact, RoboCop does some flat-out, like, Superman shit in this episode. Like, his superhero level has risen in this episode to the point where he can stand in front of an oncoming train and, like, stop it.
Yeah, for sure. This is the strongest we've ever seen him.
Yeah, it literally plows, like, it, you know, he derails it, it goes through a wall or something, and he just still comes out. And it's at this moment where I was convinced again that it's like, all right, it's going to be RoboLegs. It has to be RoboLegs that they're going to give Dirk, because RoboCop pulls him out of the rubble and says, his legs are broken beyond repair. I'm like, beyond repair, beyond human repair, meaning you're gonna give him fucking robo legs, but they don't. He just gets his fucking braces. I'm like, if he says they're broken beyond repair, would braces really do anything? No, you gotta have full-on robot legs at that point. I'm sorry.
If they did that, Dave, it would have taken away from the impact of the real ending of Reed and Dirk coming together over their differences and going to that game.
Are you saying that Sergeant Reed wouldn't love his nephew if he had robot legs?
No, but the kids, you got to think about the kids, Dave. They're watching this episode and they need to get that message that you can overcome your differences with your uncle.
Hi. They say that with these new braces, I'll soon be able to walk and run as good as anybody.
Easy, Dirk. It takes practice to get used to them. Take it from me.
Dirk, there's a big game today down at the sports arena, and,
Let's do it, Unc. But soon I'm gonna be playing instead of just watching. You know what else? When I get older, I'm gonna be a policeman.
You mean like RoboCop?
Sort of, Officer Lewis. But actually, more like my uncle, Sergeant Reed.
We got to talk about something, though, because this is, to me, so I talked about my favorite scene of the gang members dancing when they're being shot at. But my favorite thing about this episode is the fact that they specifically say that the gang members of the assassins have basically repaired this train. So
yes, I had the same thought. Like, what?
They are engineers. They can repair this broken train. It's just, what the heck? Like, they are educated.
Well, and the train itself looks like it was made like in the 40s or something. It looks like an old train. It's like, how did they possess the like, are these like MIT dropouts or something? Like who the fuck are these kids?
Maybe we shouldn't be so hard on these gang members. Like, maybe there is something here that we can talk about, you know, our criminal justice system here, because these guys are clearly not idiots.
You better not be jiving me, man.
Oh God. I had the same thought. Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, I wish I would have written down the real words with that they say, but he's like, oh yeah, we fix up this train. It's just like, how did you, like, if you and I were down there and you're like, hey, Dave and Hoof, make this repair this train. Like, what the hell would we do? We wouldn't know how to do that.
No, you know what? It would have made, like, by cartoon logic, it would have made sense if they had, like, the dorky assassin there.
Oh, yeah. They should have had some lackey that, you know, does their homework and stuff like that.
Well, I don't think these kids are going to school, but...
That's true.
But, yes, it would have made a little more cartoon logic sense if there had been one dorky-looking kid there. You know, the kid with the computer, or he always has, like, a laptop under his arm or something like that.
So it's funny too that you mentioned how strong RoboCop is, and he literally stops a train and like throws it off his tracks. But the other thing too is that this is the first time we've seen RoboCop like the weakest when he's being blasted by those guns. Like those guns were pretty powerful, I guess. So, that was like we saw, and he's just like trembling or whatever. So, I thought that was kind of funny. Like they have RoboCop at his weakest and then at his strongest the same episode.
Yeah, it reminded me of Superman 3. Like, well, I guess you could say of a lot of superhero things. Like, when it's like a typical superhero image when, like, there are a bunch of lasers shooting your superhero and he's just on the ground like, oh! You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like I've seen this image a million times. Like, it reminded me of Superman 3 when they're, like, shooting the kryptonite laser at him and he's just sort of on the ground like, oh! You know what I mean? It's a titular superhero image.
Yeah. Looks cool though. It's just one of those nerdy things you just I don't get tired of. Like, oh, it's just the rule of cool. It's just like,
yeah, it was like, yeah, like I think the biggest scale movie or the biggest scale we've seen this image on is probably the one I can think of is Avengers Age of Ultron at the climax when all the superheroes assemble and all the superheroes who have laser weapons or whatever, they all shoot Ultron at the same time, and he's just like, you know what I mean? It's that image where like the villain or the superhero is like pushing his like fist out, like, ah, yeah. You know, pushing his open hand out, like blocking it, like, ah, you know what I mean? It's like, this is like typical like anime shit, superhero shit, comic book shit. Like, this image has been done a million times, but like it never grows old.
Yeah, but I don't really have too much else to say about the episode. I mean, we think we covered it, but yeah, the making the train, that was so funny. And then them dancing. So there are a couple little moments of levity in this episode that make it, I don't know if it makes the whole episode worthwhile, but there's some gems in there.
Well, I have a couple lines. I didn't catch the name of the assassin gang leader, but he did have two lines that I really enjoyed. First one being,
friends! Listen, Crippo, we were never your friends. We used you so we could gleep this hardware from your Uncle Fuzz.
We used you. Yeah, I just thought it was funny that they said Crippo, like crippled. Like, for some reason, like, maybe in our times now that like that people don't say that as much, but like somehow like in the 80s, I'm thinking to myself watching this as this is an 80s TV show, like would that have been too much then or no? Like was that still in the realm of acceptable time of saying like crippled or crippo or something?
Well, yeah, probably. I think because this is the 80s, I think that back then like that would have been something messed up to say, but they could get away with saying it in the episode.
It probably wasn't until the release of this episode where people realized that was wrong.
Yeah, this was at the forefront of leading the change of being aware of, you know, those with special needs.
This episode was a real trailblazer.
I think when they instituted the Disabled Persons Act in Congress, they cited this episode.
Yes, Rumble in Old Detroit from the RoboCop animated series.
So we got to give credit where credit's due.
And my next line that I loved in this episode, it's not really a line, but it just made me laugh. When the train is about to crash, the assassin gang leader jumps off saying, "I don't want to die!"
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. That was so funny. He jumps out of the train.
You jerk! You ruined the control and the train's running wild! Nothing can stop it! We're gonna be total! Ugh. I don't wanna die!
He jumps off a movie train and he's it's a cartoon, so again, he's like totally fine. But just his line of, "I don't wanna die!"
Classic.
Just this wheezy scream just made me laugh. I loved it.
Yeah, I forgot about that. He jumps out of a moving train, like speeding train. He just jumps out.
But yeah, not a whole lot to say in this episode. Again, it's a very special episode of RoboCop, so you're going to get those very special episode tropes, which aren't, unfortunately, aren't enough to keep this episode up for me. Like, there's just not enough good. There's not enough cheesy goodness in this episode to justify the broken promise that is the title of this episode, Rumble in Old Detroit.
Yeah, this definitely a letdown if you're hoping for a rumble.
And no rumbles were had. But maybe we'll have some rumbles in the next episode of the Apocalypse Video RoboPod, A Robot's Revenge. Stay tuned.
There were 51,337 traffic fatalities last year in this country alone. Be more careful next time, citizen, or you could be number 51,338.